Welcome to the NCUFY Success Podcast. My name is Jason Kang, and I am a member of the Youth Project for NCUFY. Today, we will be talking with Keegan Lee, who is 16, a junior in high school, and he's lived in Newcastle for 3 years. So hi, how are you doing today?
I've never been better, Jason. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm pretty good also. Okay. So can you talk to me about, like, discuss about, like, a specific hobby or pastime that you are involved in?
So a really close hobby of mine is hammer throwing. It's a track and field event. Got into it just about exactly a year ago by now, and it's just become something that I really invest myself into.
Oh, how did you get into doing that event?
So I used to play basketball. I was point guard, and I was a pretty fast runner. So I tried out for the basketball team in freshman year. Didn't make it, so I thought the next year I'll join track to be a sprinter. But joining track in sophomore year, I found a love for shot put and hammer throw and decided that I would be a thrower instead of a sprinter.
I see. What do you think makes throwing different from the previous sports you've participated in?
So throwing, people say it's a individual sport because, yeah, you have your individual marks. You don't necessarily rely on your teammates, but you're practicing with your teammates and you're practicing with boys and girls, so you can see it as co-ed, which really makes experience so much better because there is that team bond and you do still understand that you have to rely on yourself for marks.
So you said that you did throwing. Could you describe what exactly the event is?
So I specialize in hammer throwing. Basically, it's a 12-pound ball at the end of a wire, and you hold the other end of the wire and stand in a cage, spin 4 times, and release, and hope it goes farther than all your competitors. So basically, at the end of the competition, whoever hammer lands farther wins.
I see. Okay, so the purpose of the Success Project is to feature experiences of success as told by members of the Newcastle community. We all learn from each other. By sharing our experiences, we strengthen our community. Keegan, can you tell us about an experience of success that you've had?
An experience of success that I have that I think is very valuable also lies in track and field. And I'm not talking about, like, breaking my own personal record or breaking a school record, but I'm talking about the network of people that I've gone to know. I guess you can't classify this as a certain event that I label as an experience of success, but rather the buildup of relationships that have happened through my 1 year of track and field.
Okay, so track and field is not only like the physical gain and the physical accomplishments you make, but it's also the social and emotional aspects of life that you are benefiting from.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, success, I see it as something where the people in this community can benefit from. I feel like I've really benefited from this success, just these relationships, because I've gone to know many more people in my community. We've been able to help each other, whether that's through training or, like, sending each other workouts. Just having a bunch of guys that share common interests with you is so valuable to me that I treasure it more than any record I have.
So since you mentioned that you have a lot of workouts and, like, training to do, could you describe for us quickly what a day of throwing looks like?
Well, my week consists of 3 days of throwing and 3 days of weightlifting. And on the throwing days, I'd be outside for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, just getting in my reps and then working on my form, whereas weightlifting days are just building my strength so I can apply that to my form.
So you told me that you've gone to meet. Could you tell us about an experience where you have performed up to your expectations or past your expectations?
Of June of 2019, I went to this one meet. I was going as an unattached athlete, which just meant I'm not going as a team.
I see.
And I looked at the list of competitors, and all of their PRs or personal records were higher than mine. So I wasn't expecting much, and also it was a new venue. I've never thrown here before. I don't know the quality of their equipment. So I didn't really have high expectations, but when I went there, it was a beautiful day. The equipment was very good, and all the guys there were really nice. And I broke my record by 10 feet, which in hammer is a lot, and I ended up winning the competition despite many of the other guys being seated higher than me.
Wow, that sounds great. So what, in your opinion, made their success happen? And was it something in you or something in the others?
Probably just the grind, just working hard and, like, trying to achieve your goals. When it boils down, it's simply you identifying something you want and just working hard for it, whether it's through school or, in my case, through sports.
So you had the passion, the determination, the consistency to achieve your goals.
Yeah, I just found a really great passion in this, which allows me to spend a lot of time and train really hard.
You mentioned before that you've trained all over the summer, and that's how you improved your PRs. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this brings us to the end of this episode of NCUFY Success Podcast. We want to thank Keegan Lee for sharing his experience with us. I am Jason Kang, and thanks for listening.